Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause for our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the second day of the month of Sivan and the 46th day of the Omer. Today is day 601, and so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shaya Katz of the Young Israel of Oak Park in Detroit, Michigan, to share words of Divrei Chizik. Be followed by Rabbi Castley reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Tarek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Katz will lead us with the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those who are held captive, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach for Chulim, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names for all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the Daily Tehillim Reminder email, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Katz.
Always a pleasure, Rabbi Naftali. Always wonderful to be with the call, as usual, and especially on a day like today, one of the more mysterious days of the Jewish calendar, something called Yom HaMiyuchas. This is a day which, on its own, doesn't have any outstanding special qualities, but because of Rosh Chodesh that comes before it, and because of what begins tonight, what we call the Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah, the 3 days in preparation of Matan Torah, so the Shulchan Aruch says that on this day today also, we do not say Tachanun. And it's one of those days where we skip Tachanun and the people who aren't aware of it say, what's today? It's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. It's not yet, you know, anything to do with Shavuos. So why aren't we saying Tachanun today? And it's one of those mysteries that is just ready for good drash. And there's a lot of explanation of what is this day called? Why is it called Yom HaMiyuchas? The word yichus is often used in the context of shidduchim, in the context of, oh, he's got good yichus, and he's got good genealogy. Truth is that the word yichus is not necessarily restricted to just who your parents are, your grandparents are, you know, who you're the anacle of, or whatever it might be. But the word yichus literally just means attribution. Yichus in terms of what you are attributed to. Who are you connected to? Who are you from? So that's why we use it in the context of Shidduchim. The truth is, however, that this day, which is called Yom HaMiyuchas, while it is often explained as being just connected to each end, Rosh Chodesh on the one end, Shavuos or the Yemei Hagbalah on the other, and that's just Yichus. Yichus is that it comes from this, it goes to that, and therefore it's sort of connected. Allah, Gemara, and Tanis, and Sanhedrin, you know what I have to get into. But the truth is that something did happen on this day. Something absolutely happened on the second day of Sivan, and it's explicitly mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos that when the Jewish people got to Midbar Sinai, as we recall in our laning, I believe on Monday morning we'll read that on this day, Baal Midbar Sinai, they came to the desert of Sinai. And the Gemara tells us on Pevav on the Beis and Shabbos, the end of the daf, it says that on the first day of Sivan, they got to the Midbar and they didn't do anything because it was such a difficult time. They got there. Maybe they were worn out by all of the travails of Amalek and Rifyon Yadayim, for those familiar with that concept. And on that day, they just kind of rested. They geared up for what would be coming in the expected Matan Torah. It could also be based on the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu only ever went up to Hashem in the morning time, and they got there in the middle of the day. So long story short, the first day of Sivan, they just relaxed. They just chilled. They just waited and rested from their journey. The Gemara then says, however, betray Beshava? What did they do on the second day of Sivan? Amar Lehu, this is when Hashem relaying to Moshe to the Jewish people, Moshe relayed the message to the Jewish people, that this was the day the Jewish people got the message. Yes, they were told before they were going to get a Torah. They were told before that he's going to come to Eretz Yisrael. The Jewish people are going to be the fulfillment of Avraham Avinu's blessing. Yes. But on day two, you know what happens? This is the only thing the Gemara says. Moshe Rabbeinu relays the message from Hashem that the Jewish people are a mamlechet kohanim, they're a holy nation, and they are a kingdom of priests. A kingdom of priests. It's an interesting phrase, a kingdom of priests. There are other times where we have descriptions of the Jewish people being in Am Kadosh, Vistam Kedoshim. We have other times where the Jewish people are referred to as some other level of description, like B'ni B'chori Yisrael, the firstborn of Hashem. What is the description of Amlachas Kohanim specifically? That we are a kingdom of priests. It's an interesting phrase, and there are many explanations I'm sure we could give. But one could say that just like Kohanim are given their Kedusha, are giving their sanctity by dint of just being born, just naturally. It's not something that they have to necessarily learn, something they have to be trained for, something that they could be, that they can be developed into. Kohanim are Kohanim because they're born that way. And in the same sense, I think today, and on Yom HaMiyuchas, we recognize our Yichas is a Yichas of Mamlechas Kohanim Mekai Kadosh. This is who we are. This is who we are. We're a people that are deserving of Matan Torah. We're the people of deserving to receive the Torah. And even if, perhaps, one could think, I don't know that much Torah, I haven't had the same upbringing as somebody else, who am I to come to Shavuos, the day of Matan Torah, and to accept the Torah, which I haven't prepared for. I haven't learned as much as everybody else. I haven't gone to the same schools or been associated with the same institutions for the same amount of time as everyone else, my Rebbe and my friends, the other people that I see around me. So who am I to come to Matan Torah and celebrate Zman Matan Torah saying, it's not my Torah, it's their Torah, it's not the Torah that I have been born into. It says Yom HaMiyuchas, before you get to Hagbalas Har Sinai, before you get to the 3 days in preparation for Har Sinai, we have to remind ourselves that we are Mamlechas Kohanim Mezai Kadosh, that specifically today, as we prepare to prepare for Matan Torah, we realize and we remember that we are Mamlechas Kohanim Mezai Kadosh just by dint of being part of Klal Yisrael. We have a chelik on our own in the Torah that's to come. And before we disregard or devalue our own importance, we have to recognize that that's who we are. It says in the Mishnah's Parsha similarly that the pasuk gives a lot of genealogy in the pasuk. But vayisyaludu al mishpachosam leveis avosam. Rashi says over there they brought to Moshe Rabbeinu all their shari yichus. Like, this is who I am. So where Shmelka Nicholsberg explains what that means is vayisyaludu, they all rebirthed themselves. Vayisyaludu is an interesting phrase. Vayisyaludu meaning they reflexively they were reborn, meaning they showed Moshe Rabbeinu their shari yichus, and they said, this is who I am. Today, Yom HaMiyuchas is not a time where we flaunt, you know, our genealogy in terms of our grandparents or our father. It's not only a time where we look at Rosh Chodesh yesterday and the Shos Magbala that's to come and say, look what we're connected to. But it's also a day where we say, as Rav Shmelka says, that we remember, we are Gerek Katan Shnola Dami, that we are converting. And we are all realizing and remembering, reminding ourselves that we are part of Mamlechas Kohanim Mezai Kadosh. We're part of the Jewish people. And just by the fact that we're part of the Jewish people, that gives us the right. It gives us the reminder that we're deserving of Kabbalah Satorah, no matter how different we might be. A Kohen is always a Kohen. A priest is always a priest. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to train for it. You don't have to learn for it. Just by the fact that we are Klal Yisrael, we get the Torah. And that's all on one hand a blessing, and it's also a responsibility that we're blessed to be able to go to Matan Torah and get it ourselves, but we also have the responsibility to take Shavuot seriously. We don't outsource Torah and say, oh, that's somebody else's job. No, it's our job. Because we're Mamlechas Kohanim Mezai Kadosh, we are Kohan and we're all born into this. We are all part of this Klal Yisrael that is deserving of and is responsible for getting and fulfilling the Torah. Mirz Hashem Shavuot. We should all be Meschazik from Yom HaMiyuchas to recognize our Yichas, not just the days around us, but to the Torah itself. It is our Torah, no matter what we may think of ourselves or of others. It belongs to us. It is our blessing to have, and it's our responsibility to keep that Torah HaKadosh. I wish everyone a wonderful Zman Matan Torah Seinu. We'll continue now with Tehillim. We'll start with Perek Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam Naseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yarncha Adonai B'yom Tzarah. Yisagev Chashev Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka. Yizkor Kol Minchotecha V'olascha Yedash Nesela. Yiten Lecha Chil Lavecha V'chol Asascha Yimalei Neran Inabishu Asecha U'vashem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Tomish Alosecha. Ata yadati ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kadsho, Vigvuros Yesha Yumino. Elev Arech Evez Yela Batsusim, Vanachnu Vishim Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Emakar Uvinafalu, Vanachnu Kamenu Vanisodad, Adonai Hoshia, Amelech Yaneinu, Vyom Kareinu. Mizmor Le David, Psalm 23, chapter Chav Gimel. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echzar. Bin oz deshe yarbi seini, alme minu chos kina aleini. Nafshi yishovev, yancheini b'magvei tzedek, b'ma'an shimo. Gam ki elech b'geiz talmaves, lo irara ki ata imadi. Shivtecha u'mishantecha, Ema yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged zorirai. Yishanta v'ashemen roshi kosi revayam. Ach tov v'chesed yirzifuni kol yimei chayai. V'shavti b'veit Adonai v'orech yamin. Kufchaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir l'malo sesa inayel heharim. Me'ayid yavo Ezri, Ezri mim Adonai, Osei shamayim v'aretz, Al yitein lamot raglecham, Al yanum shomrecham, Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecham, Adonai tzilcha, Al yad yiminecham, Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, V'yareyach ba'layla, Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmor es nachshecha, Adonai yishmor teischa uvoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Taflamid, chapter 130. Shir hamalos mimam akim pras yicha Adonai, Adonai shim avikoli, Tiena oznecha kashuvos, lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya, Adonai, miyamod. Ki imcha haslicha, lema'ana tivarei. Kivisi Adonai, kivisa nafshi, v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai, Kim Adonai hachesed, Beharbe imol fidus, Vihu yifte es Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. Kuf Membez, 142. Maskil David, Biosov amara, Sifila, Holy al Adonai ezak, Koli al Adonai, Eskanan, Eshpoch lefanav tzichi, Tzarasi, lefanav agin. B'yisatef alai ruchi, V'ata yadata nesivasi, B'yorach zu ahalech, Tamnu fachli. Habed yamin urei, V'ein li makir, Avad manos mimeni, Ein doresh lenafshi. Zahakti elecha Adonai, amarti atamachti,
חלקי בירת החיים. הקשיבה אל רינוסי, כי דלוסי מאוד. הסילני מרותיי, כי עמסו ממני. הוציאה ממסקר נפשי, להודות את שמך. ויחתירו צדיקים, כי סגמול עליי. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנסונים בצרה ובשביים, הומנים בין ביום ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאים מסר לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה, ומשיבוד לגולה, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen.
האומנים על משמרתנו, והרי אלוהינו מגבול הלבנון יעבין בר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול על לבוא הרבה בכל מקום שם הים השבה עביר לים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו, הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה ותוקה, ומכל נגל ומחלה. ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בחסר ישוע ובעטרת ניצחון, ויקוים להם הכתוב. יאדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, להילחם לכם, עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן.
מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, יוסף משה ואהרן דוד ושלמה, יברך וישמור וינצור את נעדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל שבויים, ויעש כל אחינו הנזון בצרה ובשביים, ועבור שכל הכל הקדוש הזה מתפללים בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, יוצאים מחושך את המוות, ומוסרותיהם ינתק, וממתוקותיהם יושיעם, וישיבי מהירה לחיק משפחותיהם, יודו אדוני חסוב, נפלותיו לבני אדם, ויקוים בהם המקרא שכתוב, ופצועי אדוני ישובון ובעל ציון ברינם, ושמחה סולם על ראשם, ועשו משמחה ישיגו, ונשאו יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. מי שלך על תנא אברהם יצחק יעקב, משה אהרן דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את החולים. מעבור שכל הכל מספלים בעבורם, מתחזק הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחכימם ולרפותם, להחזיקם ולאחיותם, וישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איבריהם ולכל גידיהם, וסוף שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Katz. Really appreciate having you on. Really beautiful Dvar Torah. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in Yirat Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which is not until next Wednesday, with Shavuos being the beginning of next week. So we will reconvene, Bezrat Hashem, please, God, on Wednesday, I believe offhand, that is June 4th at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos, and a wonderful Chag.